This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump continues to speak out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. In a CBS interview, he was asked if he agrees with the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community.
And I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Mr. Trump said Moscow continues to be a threat to the electoral process. His White House spokesperson said as much during a Wednesday briefing.
We certainly believe that we are taking steps to make sure they can't do it again, unlike previous administrations. This president is actually taking bold action and reform to make sure it doesn't happen again. But he does believe that they would target certainly U.S. elections again.
Earlier, Mr. Trump defended his get-tough approach toward Russia.
We're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
He said he told Mr. Putin in Helsinki Monday such interference will not be tolerated. Ethiopia's main airline Wednesday resumed commercial flights to Eritrea, the latest sign of normalized ties between the two former Horn of Africa enemies. Earlier, the two countries formally ended their border conflict. Israel's parliament has approved a controversial measure that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Critics say it will marginalize the country's Arab minority. The government insists it merely puts in law Israel's existing character. This is VOA News. Even as Turkey prepares to lift its state of emergency imposed after a failed 2016 coup, an American Protestant minister remains in prison charged with terrorism and espionage linked to that attempted coup. Andrew Brunson insists he's innocent. He's been incarcerated now for 2 years. The American charge d'affaires, Philip Kosnick, has been watching the legal proceedings closely.
I have read the indictment. I have attended 3 hearings. I don't believe that there is any indication that Pastor Brunson is guilty of any sort of criminal or terrorist activity.
Brunson, who had a hearing on Wednesday, is scheduled for another one October 12. President Donald Trump late Wednesday in a tweet called on his Turkish counterpart to release the pastor. In southwest Syria, rebels in the bombarded city Nawa have surrendered to pro-government forces. It was the last major urban area in Daraa province still under opposition control. At the same time, an evacuation of pro-regime fighters and their families from 2 Shia villages in northwest Idlib province has been finished. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her government has begun negotiations with the European Union on her new divorce plan, which provides a closer relationship with Brussels than many of her Conservative supporters want.
The Chequers Agreement, the White Paper are the basis for our negotiation with the European Union, and we've already started those negotiations.
Boris Johnson, her former foreign secretary who resigned his post over the so-called Chequers plan, told Parliament earlier Wednesday the government must rethink its strategy.
It is not too late to save Brexit. Yeah. We have time in these negotiations. We have changed tack once, and we can change again.
Ms. May this week won narrow victories on a customs and trade bill, but was defeated on another amendment as the country moves toward Brexit next March. Accused Russian agent Maria Butina has been ordered jailed, with prosecutors arguing in the U.S. that the 29-year-old former American university student is a flight risk until her trial. She's been accused of ties to Russian intelligence and trying to infiltrate U.S. political groups. European antitrust regulators Wednesday fined Google $5 billion, ordering it to stop using its popular Android mobile operating system to block rivals. Margarete Vestager is the EU antitrust chief.
Today, the Commission has decided to fine Google €4.34 billion for breaching EU antitrust rules. Google has engaged in illegal practices to cement its dominant market position in Internet search.
Google has 90 days to halt what the EU says is its anti-competitive practices or seek a delay and an appeal. On Wall Street Wednesday, the S&P 500 index rose to its highest level in more than 5 months amid solid earnings reports, the benchmark Dow Jones adding 80 points to 25,199. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.